Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. When people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah عز وجل meet together, shake hands with each other, and recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the past and future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azwajal, my dear viewers, in this silsila of the discussion of death, Alhamdulillah azwajal, in the previous episode, I discussed about the torment of the grave. And inshallah, in this episode, I shall discuss about the virtuous deeds which grant salvation from the torment of the grave and the condition of the dwellers of the grave. Abdul Rahman ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala an reported that one day Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam arrived and said, "Tonight I saw an astonishing dream. I saw that punishment had overwhelmed one person, but his wudu saved him. Another person was surrounded by the shayateen, but the dhikr of Allah saved him. And one person was surrounded by the angels of adab, but his namaz saved him. I saw a person whose tongue was hanging out due to intense thirst, and I saw him going towards a pond to drink water, but he was being turned away. When suddenly his fasting appeared and quenched his thirst. I saw a person, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, are seated in a circle, and he is attempting to go to them, but he is being driven away. When suddenly his ghusl of janabat came forth and got him to sit near them. I saw a person who was surrounded by complete darkness. His hajj and umrah came forth and brightened him. I saw a person who was trying to speak to the Muslims, but they were ignoring him. So his kindness towards people came forth and says to the believers, talk to him. There was a person towards whose body and face flames were leaping, and he was trying to protect himself with his hands. So his sadaqah came forth and saved him. One person was surrounded from all four sides by the angels who mete out punishment. By his practice of commanding righteousness and forbidding evil came forth and saved him, and he was handed over to the angels of mercy. One person was given his book of deeds from the left. But then his fear of Allah came forth, and his book of deeds was then given in his right hand. There was a person who was standing at the edge of hell, but his fear for Allah came forth, and he was saved. One person had already fallen into hell, but the tears which he cried in the fear of Allah came forth, and he was saved. I saw one person had already reached the door of Jannah, but the door had been closed. Then his testimony to Tawheed, in other words, the oneness of Allah, came forth, and the door was opened, and he entered Jannah. I then saw some people whose lips were being cut with scissors. So I asked Jibreel alayhi salam, "Who are they?" He said, "These are those who carry tails between people." I saw some people who are being hanged by their tongues. So I asked Jibreel alayhi salam about them, and he said that these are the ones who wrongly accuse people of sinning. Qurtubi states that this is a very exalted hadith. He mentions that such important a'mal, virtuous deeds, have been discussed here, which will protect one from specific calamities. Hazrat Miqdam ibn Ma'di Karb radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "A shaheed will be blessed with six blessings from Allah. He is pardoned from the moment the first drop of blood is shed and he sees his place in Jannah. He is protected from the torment of the grave. He is spared from Fazl-e-Akbar, in other words, the grief on the Day of Judgment. The crown of prestige is placed on his head. A single ruby on this crown is better than the entire world and all that is within the world. He will marry 72 maidens of Jannah. His intercession on behalf of 70 relatives will be accepted. Hazrat Salman reported a particular Ahl-e Kitab mentioned to him. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, standing for longer periods in namaz gives salvation and pulls sirat, and lengthy sajda protects one from the adab of the grave. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reported that he said to a person, should I give you the gift of a hadith which will please you? He said, why not? He said, personally, recite Surah Mulk and teach it to your wife, children, and to all the other children who live in your home, and even to your neighbors, because it is that which to firmly demand for your salvation from Allah. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reported, one who recites Surah Tabarak, in other words Surah Mulk, every night, Allah will spare him from the torment of the grave. And we used to call the Surah Mani'ah in the sacred era of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a person passed away and he did not know anything from the Quran except Surah Tabarak, in other words Surah Mulk. When the angel of Adab entered the grave, this surah appeared. So the angel of Adab said, now that you are here, I am returning, but neither am I the cause of any harm to you, or upon myself, or upon this person. If you wish for salvation for him, then go into the court of Allah and intercede for him. Thereafter the surah will present itself in the court of Allah Almighty and says, O my Rabb, this person chose me alone from your kitab. So he learned me and recited me. So do you wish to condemn him into hell? If this is what you intend to do to him, then erase me from your kitab. Allah Almighty will then say, you have probably become displeased. As the surah will say, I have the right to be displeased. Allah Almighty will say, I have accepted your intercession on his behalf. It, the surah returns to the grave. The surah now approaches the deceased and places its mouth over the mouth of the deceased and says, O mouth, glad tidings to you, for you recited me abundantly, and glad tidings to the chest, for it remembered me, glad tidings to those feet, that they stood whilst reciting me, when it remains in his grave attached to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam called this surah by the name Munjiya. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reported, when someone passes away, then a fire is lit around him and it burns the part of the body which is close to the fire. If a person passes away and he had only recited Surah Tabarak, then when the angels approach from the head side, it will say he used to recite me, and when they approach from the feet, it will say he used to remain standing whilst reciting me, and when it comes from the direction of his abdomen, it will say he used to remember me. Hazrat Khalid bin Ma'dan radiallahu ta'ala reported, Surah Alif Lam Mim Tanzil will argue in the grave on behalf of the deceased by saying, O Allah, I am from your kitab, then accept my intercession on his behalf. And if I am not part of your kitab, then erase me from your kitab. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, those who recite the kalima shall face no terror at the time of death, in the grave or in hashar. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam are alive and perform namaz in their graves. Imam Muslim reported from Anas radiallahu ta'ala an that on the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam performing namaz in his grave. Abu Nu'aym reported in Hilya from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed by the grave of Musa alayhi salam, he was performing namaz in his grave standing. Hazrat Atiyah mentioned I heard Hazrat Thabit saying to Hamid Tawil that, O Hamid, are you aware of any hadith from which it can be ascertained that with the exception of the Anbiya alayhim salam, others also perform namaz in their graves? He said, no. He said that Thabit then made this dua, O Allah, if you permit anyone to perform namaz in his grave, then please afford this to Thabit. Hazrat Jubair states, I say this taking the qasam of Allah, who has no partner, that I lowered Thabit Bunani into his grave, and Hamid was also with me. After we had placed the bricks, one brick suddenly fell off, and I saw Thabit, that he was performing his namaz in his grave. Allah Almighty did not reject his dua. Abu Hamad, who was a pious gravedigger, mentioned, I went to the graveyard on a Friday at midday, and from every grave that I passed, I could hear the sound of Quranic recitation. It is reported from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that a Sahabi had pitched his tent on a grave and he did not know that this was a grave. So he heard someone inside the grave was reciting Surah Mulk. After the entire surah had been recited, the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an presented himself before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and related the incident. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, it, in other words Surah Mulk, is that which grants salvation from torment and that which holds back the torment. Abu Qasim Sa'adi radiallahu ta'ala an states, from this we are certain that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam placed the seal of verification on this fact, that the deceased recite Quran in their graves, because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not refute the words of the Sahabi. Imam Kamaluddin mentioned in Kitab al-Amal al-Maqbul fi ziyaratil Rasul that this hadith in regards to the deceased reciting Quran in the grave, and the narrations in this regard which mention that some awliya have recited the Quran in their graves and performed namaz therein, then it must be said that if this is the condition of the awliya Allah, then what must be the excellence of the anbiya kiram alayhim salatu wassalam. Hafiz Zainuddin ibn Rajab has written in Kitab, on certain occasions, Allah Almighty blesses some of His beloved servants with the tawfiq to perform virtuous deeds in their graves. But there is no thawab recorded for this, because the darul amal has come to an end. This happens so that they may attain the pleasure of the remembrance of Allah and the pleasure of obeying Him, just as the malaika and the ahli jannah are blessed with this excellence, because zikr ilahi is from amongst the exalted blessings of jannah. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives us all the ability that we're able to be protected from the torment of the grave. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives us all the ability that we're able to do zikr ilahi time and time again. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to